The Cheerful Challenge of Strange Little Poems. Never have I regretted anything more than writing a poem only I adore. Abraham Sweet Cheery Chipper Cheeks Lincoln. I don't know anything about aging other than that it is a privilege denied to many. But I do know about growing up, because of my bullies and because of coming to America when I was still young. I know that growing up and aging are two far and separate things. It is possible to be an old child, actually. And yes, it is possible to become an old teenager. Though it may be a tragedy, it is true. Let me tell you something about poetry. You will regret not having written and read every one of the poems in you. Every one of them. Every last one of them. So you get to record them all and then turn right around and blast them in the ears of strangers in hopes of making them laugh. Write your poems and share them. Because if you fail, the elder you will see that as a tragedy. The sorrow of youthful dumbs. Your poetry, as it unfolds and grows throughout your entire existence, is precious like almost nothing else. You have to capture it and keep it, even if just for your elder self. Even if just to remind yourself how silly you once were. Nobody knows what poetry is. Nobody does. Especially the poets and Shakespeare and all those who write high and mighty and all those who write filthy. None of them have any idea what poetry is, how it works, what it's for, and what it's supposed to do. Some part of me sees my poetry as an anchor, another part as a way not to have a good reputation. My bullies taught me that a good reputation is the first thing they will burn. But you know what? Being silly is a good thing. I dance to country and western at the gym. I shuffle dance. Mastering the backwards shuffle right now, actually. And it just turned out that dance is the only way to repair your body. Yeah, the other stuff may not work, not in just a few years. As silly as dancing is, it is good on your knees, the weather never gets cranky, and you get empty hands for dumbbells that will give you frightening might. Leave your reputation for your legacy. There people will pick everything apart and figure out their own way to understand you. While you are still living, while you are not yet a legend, be silly. By being serious, you actually end up denying yourself important things. In fact, one of my bullies, that thankfully I've only met once, told me that my laughter was ugly, that I should stop laughing. By denying ourselves being silly, we are kind of bullying ourselves out of laughter It's one thing for somebody else to make you laugh, that's easy. But to make your own self genuinely laugh, now that is a form of art. No one should ever, ever regret any kind of laughter, nor be negative towards someone good or laughing. The greatest utility that we discover here is making our elder selves weep, helping them remember what made us laugh, who we once were, and what our laughter sounded like. But it does not end here. Socrates teaches us that knowledge is a virtue, and to really know ourselves, we must push on all our fronts. Comedy of animal poetry, and tragedy of broken schools and indoctrination. We have to learn the GUI of painting and the crystalline of programming, the mystery of cohesion between the piano and deep violin, and the power of bass drum symphony orchestra without a high-pitched sound anywhere to be heard. And of course, the revelations of pursuit of any and all kinds of wisdom, so as long as we leave bad ideas behind. Socrates pushes us to let go of what we think we know, which is often merely indoctrinated into us, and take to the love of wisdom alone, as it is separate from indoctrination. It builds its own height. To get there requires an act of rebellious thought. And poetry, good old poetry, is an act of rebellion. It is an unknown path sideways, dictated precisely by the most daring combinations of words. It is not only the comedy that must gallop forward, that is just a tiny bit of it. Rather, the out-of-control aspect of poetry should serve by subtle analogy as an example to how audaciously and rebelliously all of our pursuits must pounce forward. Do you see? If all you ever share are the smartest things about you, you will neither remember the sound of your youthful laughter, nor will anybody ever know who you really were. Please, search the internet for a rhyming dictionary. You just type in a word to get the rhymes. Figure out what the nearest furry, or feathered, or bold, or angry, or silly, or tubby, or purring creature near you is, and say something lovely, or audacious, or rebellious. And see if you can ride the chains of rhymes for long enough to make yourself laugh out loud. If there is one thing about poetry that we can be sure of, then it is surely that it exists in large part to make people laugh. Finally, here are some bloopers from when I was trying to pronounce Abraham Sweet Cheery Chipper Cheeksling. Abraham Sweet Cherry Chipper Cheeks Lincoln. Yes. Abraham Sweet Cherry Chipper Clipper. Abraham Sweet Cherry Chipper Cheeks. Abraham Sweet Cherry Chipper. Abraham Sweet Cherry Chipper Cheeks Lincoln. Abraham Sweet Cherry Chipper Cheeks Lincoln.
Oh, it's too loud.